Okay, we're introducing Yerushalmi Makos, and there are some fundamental points that we have to introduce the parsha of Makos with of Edim Zalmanim. First of all, it's a continuation of Sanhedrin. We discussed that. That's why Makos should start with Makos, right? So instead, it starts with the continuation. It's considered the very continuation of Sanhedrin. That's why Makos interrupts Sanhedrin and Shavuos. We also talked about the sizes of the Masechtos. Makos should really be after Shavuos, but the correct Gemaras have it Sanhedrin, Makos, Shavuos. As the Gemara itself says, it continues. The Bavli says that. So when it comes to Edim Zalmanim, it's crucial to understand that you become Edim Zalmanim because you become the object of new testimony. Because if it's a question of you two say that X happened and another two people say Y happened, then why should we believe X more than Y? Unless two Edim say X happened, and then two additional Edim say that's impossible, because now you are becoming the object of new testimony, and then they can't contradict that. Otherwise, everyone who is an object of I robbed a bank and two witnesses saw me do it, and I'm going to say, well, you're wrong. I didn't rob a bank. Right? The only way we see this such a thing is in Croesus, where if the two of you said, we saw him eating blood, drinking blood. So do I have to bring a chatas for that? Well, only if I say, really, I didn't know it was blood. I thought it was soda. So then I want to cover myself. But if I contradict you and I say, no, it wasn't blood, you're wrong. It was pomegranate juice. So I don't bring a chatas for that. When it comes to bringing a chatas, I'm not, the Gemara suggests, well, maybe he should. If two witnesses can have him killed, surely two witnesses can have him bring a chatas. You getting this? So the Gemara says, no, because I can get out of that chatas in another way. I can say, yeah, it was blood, but I knew it was blood. I did it b'mezid. Now, what are you going to do? Right? I'll say I'm pater from the chatas. Okay? There might be a malchus issue after that, but still. In other words, two witnesses can't make someone bring a chatas, but two witnesses can say that this couldn't have happened, not because we saw it a different way. Then why should we believe these two more than those two? This couldn't have happened because you were attacking you. And it's, by the way, that's the difference between Edim Zomamim and Ede Hakhosha, witnesses that just contradict what the other said. So let's say the two of you said we saw A kill B on Monday, and then two other witnesses say it couldn't be. I saw him on Tuesday. So that's still called Ede Hakhosha. Not Edim Zomim is only if you attack the Eders. It's crucial to understand it that way. Okay, another thing. If when two Edim come to testify that it's going to punish another person or cause him monetary damage, they have to know that they're creating something, creating a fact. And if that is not really a fact, then it impacts on them profoundly. You wanted to create a fact for that person. If that fact is wrong, that fact becomes your reality. You see it? Okay. So the Edim Zomim violated the Torah's Hazama, but they also swear falsely in court. Right? Lotanever Echaid Shaker. So the Torah of Edim Zomamim takes over that fact if we can apply the new reality to the two witnesses. But if we can't attach the reality to the two witnesses, right, then we're going to give them Malkus then. Then the default is Lo Tanever Echaid Shaker, and we're going to give them Malkus. But the Malkus of the now it connects to Maseches Makos, Malkus of these two witnesses is that we're going to give to them the reality they wanted to impose on someone else. So Maseches Makos in the Mishnah, we did this already. We'll start with the Gemara next time, because next time I'll have the material. The Mishnah refers to two cases. The Gemara will refer to others. The Mishnah refers to two cases where we cannot impose Torah's Hazama on them, and therefore the default position of Lotana Rechad Shaker kicks in and they get Malkus. So the two are that if two of you said he's been acting like a Kohen all his life, and we were the two witnesses at his mother's divorce before she married his father, You follow me? You get that? So he can't be a Kohen. Mm-hmm. And then you are found to be Edim Zalmim on that statement. Okay?
What's the reason for applying for that?
Even if you're Kohanim, you don't lose your Kohuna for that.
Yeah, but what's the reason for applying the new reality to Edim Zalmim Badafka instead of just giving all of them Makos? Like, why? Just purely just
because
for
later
the incentive?
I mean, give them both? Because they're,
or just to never give them the new reality. Well, that's always give them Makos.
Say, because that's a pasuk. That's, after all, it's a pasuk in Devarim.
Is it? Okay.
It says, Vasisa lo kasher zomam la'asos.
Okay. Right?
That's where we get the term Edim Zomim. So kasher zomam la'asos is going to have a lot to say. Right in the beginning of the Masechta, why don't you just say Vasisa lo kasher ratzu la'asos la, you know, what they wanted to do to someone else, but that we're going to have to explain it in depth, because some of it is not in its own right clear. We'll see how that works, and the Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara will give a few in the Bavli gives a few cases of it. We'll go through them. Another quick one, and then we'll break, is that if two witnesses say we saw him kill inadvertently, if they say we saw him kill bemazed, he's killed. But if they say we saw him kill by mistake, inadvertently, we'll discuss when we get there. That's the second parak, Elena Golin. So if they say we saw him kill inadvertently, you would have to go to a near miklat. Hmm. And then they're proven to be zomim. The two of them don't have to go to a near miklat. Okay, so the Gemara will give examples of what can fit kasher zaman la'asos. Lo'achiv, dafka, why do they say lo'achiv? You can't testify about women?
Right.
We'll see how the Gemara dashes that. Okay, all right, so that Thursday we'll continue.
Okay.
Go ahead.